Hey there, Patriots. I am so glad to have Mike on. Hey, Mike, we are just on the edge of our seat. We want to hear what is the latest. Tell us what's going on.
Well, everybody, I don't know if you've heard. You probably heard from the fake news that Mike Lindell lost his lawfare lawsuit with Dominion and so on, and he owes $2 million. That couldn't be further from the truth. Here's the truth, everybody. We went into this lawsuit, and remember, Dominion, Smartmatic, and their affiliates, they sued over 100 people and platforms, and only one company, and that company was named MyPillow, okay? This lawfare that started in January of 21 by Smartmatic on February 4th, the day they sued Fox News, all of them since then have either settled because their insurance companies told them to, or they were afraid of going broke. Look at Mike Lindell. He's going down. They just keep attacking him. So out of fear or because insurance or money, they settled. Well, obviously, I'm not selling. My thing is, I told people 2 years ago, if I run out of money, I would keep borrowing it. I don't care. We have to save our country. Well, we went into Colorado. I was there for almost a month. It was absolutely bizarre. I mean, I don't know what else word I can say. I was there when the protesters were there in the street. They see me. They go, "There's the pillow guy. Let's get him!" And they're swearing and yelling at me. And here I'm getting defamed for, I'm in a trial for free speech. So anyway, we get into the trial and the judge would not, now remember, this is against MyPillow and myself and my old platform, Frank Speech. And they, and the judge would not let anything, when they tried to make it all about the 2020 election and stuff, and my first evidence I had, we tried to pivot, and the judge would not let anything in. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Okay, what do you mean? Pivot to what? You're trying to do what?
Well, that was trying to. They were focusing on one set of evidence of the 2020 election, and that was my evidence from Dennis Montgomery that worked with the CIA, and he set up Hammer Scorecard and to steal elections from other countries, and our country turned it on us. What I wanted to get in was, if anybody gets a chance to watch Scientific Proof, we have it posted at Lindell TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And Scientific Proof was done with Dr. Doug Frank. And when that came up in court, they called him a math teacher. Halderman goes, "I think he's a math teacher in high school." Well, they neglected to say that Dr. Frank is up for a Nobel, he's up for a Nobel Prize. He's done 66 peer-reviewed journals. And he has an IQ of 175, but he did teach students once. Their IQs were 145 or better, and now they're some of the highest places in our country.
Wow.
So anyway, what Dr. Frank had when he came to me in the spring of 21, he showed me how it was affected. And he, at that time, he only had four states, but it was every county in all four states. And this was data that came right out of the machine, so nobody could argue with it.
Right.
Well, when I did then, this is where I spent the next year and a half flying around our country. I put on 780, maybe more than that, plane hours. I wore out four pilots, and all I did was fly from town or from state to state, meeting with attorney generals, secretary of state, politicians, going, "Look what happened in your state." Like, for example, I went to Alabama right away in 21. And this came up in court, and it said, I go into Alabama with their own voter rolls that show that they maybe pay $40,000 for. And I went into Republican Secretary of State John Merrill. This was my first taste of the Uniparty, the blockers, as I call them. And I've called a lot of them traitors. That's what I was in court for, calling people traitors. And so anyway, I get in there to John Merrill, and I said, "John, look at you, had 4,662 people in the state of Alabama that voted over the age of 110. Some of them says here they're 180 years old." And John looks at me and goes, "Well, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama." And I'm going, "That's not funny, John." But I thought he was kidding. But no, he wasn't. He doubled down and bought more machines. I mean, it was crazy. And so
it
this
works.
Is the...
Because it works to help them cheat.
Yeah, exactly. And they, 100%. And we brought these up, but the judge would not let this evidence in. wouldn't let Dr. Frank's credentials in. And then they, another thing that didn't get entered in was a couple of years later, I had the whole country get what was called the cast vote records, everybody. Right. The cast vote records show the order the votes come in, and it either shows computer manipulation or not. There's no in between. And if you have computer manipulation, sure, then you get deeper. The problem is in the 2020 election, we had 1,100 counties. Every one of them had computer manipulation. Dr. Frank did find 5 counties in Montana that were not computer manipulated. And here's why. These counties don't have the internet available to them. So they don't even have internet at all.
Right.
So anyway, but this, you guys, so
okay,
we
but they
didn't
let any of that into the court. None of that would go.
No.
Okay.
So, right. So they wouldn't let all this stuff in. So they focused on that I had disinformation, and this was supposed to be about a guy named Eric Coomer that worked for Dominion. Now, the 2 statements I made that they found me guilty of was one, remember, Dominion sued MyPillow in February of 21. Then Coomer, this Eric Coomer and Dominion made a deal with Newsmax. From that point on, I couldn't go on Newsmax anymore to talk about the good things that MyPillow does, like giving 10% of all their proceeds to hurricane victims or Salvation Army or just to God in general. And I knew that was going to hurt us so bad. I was so upset. I went on my show and I said, you know, what is this dirty deal that was made where I can't go on? I knew it was going to cost MyPillow a lot of money. It's cost us over $20 million since that day back in April of 21. So that did get brought up. And anyway, it gets down to after 2 weeks of trial. And by the way, everybody, this trial in a normal world would have took maybe 3-4 days. But they wanted to bury Mike Lindell. They wanted to completely destroy my voice. That's their right now. I think they consider me their biggest threat for their machines to be gone in this country. And it has been probably their biggest threat. We have thousands of people, hundreds of thousands under me that work daily to try that we can get rid of these and go to paper ballots and counting. Well, anyway, by the way, Smartmatic lawyers were there. It ain't even their trial. They're sitting in the back room, Dominion lawyers. It was like, you know, and
the reality is you are the number one threat because no one has fought this issue like you have. You know, and we're out here to support you, whatever we can do. You know, we're the Freedom Force Battalion, and everybody, you guys share all this information so people understand what is going on. So tell me, okay, so they, you said they found you guilty. What does
here's what they did. The last statement that their lawyer made to the jury before they went into deliberation. When do you guys hear this?
I shared it. They said they want you to be quiet.
They wanted $60 million. They wanted $60 million. They also said, you know, we've heard, but Mike Lindell was worth $50 million. Now his net worth is minus $10 million. And he said to the jury, if this bankrupts MyPillow and Mike Lindell, so be it. We need to send a message to the country that you do not question our election, and send out disinformation. It was disgusting. So here's what happened, everybody. And by the way, we raised money because we didn't have any money for the trial, and we put a special out there with MyPillow, and that I want you guys all to get that today. Free shipping on your entire order, promo code Melly. That's how we're raising money right now. We put things in our warehouse and put them all on sale, and because we do need to appeal part of this. Here's what the jury ruled. 100% MyPillow was vindicated. That's the biggest win for this country with these machines ever. Okay, I'm going to see our great president. I'm bringing him a win. Here we go. We broke on through. We needed this so bad to break through the lawfare, everybody.
Wow.
The lawfare hadn't been done since late 1700s. So we had a win. But now they also ruled against me saying, well, and the jury didn't really know, you know, they didn't wrote that I had done nothing malicious and all this. But then they even asked the judge, can you figure out the penalty? We don't know how to do that. The judge said, no, do it yourself. Now they came back, but you probably seen it was $2,300,000, whatever it was. Now that's the part right now we're appealing and we really need help. I don't have anything left to appeal. That's a couple hundred thousand dollars that it's a very fast appeal, I guess, that'll be it's not like a full, I don't think it's like a full blown, you go back to court and go do it all over again. This is a little different. And I don't know the proper things, but what we're doing there, you can, like I say, if you're helping to help my pillows, you guys, you get free shipping on your entire order. If you buy over $100 worth, I'm going to match that with $100 in free digital gifts. These are awesome, awesome gifts. Your money is helping, your purchases are helping you. You're helping my pillow and you're helping save our country. That's anything I get from that. And then also you can go to mypillowtrial.com and learn more of what happened there and help us there directly. It's mypillowtrial.com. Okay. And, but I'm very excited because we broke through everybody and we opened a door that no man can shut. Okay. We opened that door up and now we broke on through. You guys, there's so much happening in the next couple months here. I'm so excited. I'm heading to DC. I have meetings with all kinds of politicians, including our great president. And by the way, during the trial, everybody, this is really interesting. Our great president, they served papers to the state of Colorado saying, we want your 2020 election records. We want your 2024 election records. And they want Tina Peters out. That's, those are three things going on there. And they're demanding it. But Colorado doesn't have their 2020 data because they deleted it all. They've committed crimes against our country. Jenna Griswold against all of our country,
and that's really the basis of why Tina Peters is in prison, because she refused to delete them. She made backups, and no one
else. That's exactly. So who's you are 100% right.
The DOJ is asking for this, right?
Absolutely. They asked for that the week I was there. I don't know where that's sitting right now, but they can't produce something that they illegally deleted. By the way, in my cases, this is called spoliation, everybody. When you bury evidence, it's spoliation. You should just win automatically. This is crazy. That is my evidence. When I asked for evidence in other states for machines, like in Michigan, you know what they did to me? They sanctioned me just for asking. Yeah, can I see what's inside that Dominion machine or that ES&S machine? No, you get sanctioned. How dare you ask for evidence? I mean, it's bizarre, everybody, but
really
I'll tell you, there's that. And then here's the other one. They focused on how crazy I was that I said China interfered with our 2020 election. That was another focus of the courtroom going, this could never happen on this broad scale. You might have cheating in a few little segregated places. Their little expert Alex Alderman comes on. You know what? You're wrong. You're part of them. You're part of this family.
And Cash Patel just came out with that.
Yeah. China was interfered. It was buried. I brought it up in court. John Ratcliffe came out with a letter. He was head of the DNI at that time, the Department of Intelligence there. And he came out on January 7th, everybody, with the report that the China evidence was getting buried. But did anybody read it? Remember what else happened on January 7th of 21? The day after January 6th. You think anybody cared that John Ratcliffe was raising his hand going, hey, we got a problem here. I've seen it. I knew that China had interfered. And people have asked me many times, well, Mike, you never badmouthed the, you're not badmouthing the Democrats for stealing the election. You guys, they didn't steal the election. Here's who stole it. Ready, everybody? The deep state globalists, CCP, and the Uniparty. You guys, we only have two parties really anymore. The Uniparty and the Party of Common Sense, which is our great president, Donald Trump. Those are your two parties. Wow. There's not a Democrat, Republican here. They want this crazy Uniparty that they're using a wing. Otherwise, why are all these Uniparty Republicans blocking our work to get to paper ballots and counting? And I want to give everybody some great hope.
Okay, super, super quick. I was just going to make a point about this. Is as bizarre, you use the word bizarre, whenever it's the more bizarre it is for them to say, sanction you for, asking for these records.
Yeah.
That shows you right there. That's all anybody really needs to see they're it's a cover up. They're trying to
It's a
circle the
cover.
wagons, right?
Yep.
And before you go on, I wanted to ask you one question. The vindication. So how would you say that you were vindicated in this trial and that you gave the win to President Trump?
Well, it's a breakthrough of the biggest cover-up with the biggest crime in history, with MyPillow winning 100%. Now, remember, everybody, if that wouldn't have happened, I want to tell you how that would have been the worst in history. You think of advertisers out there, anyone that advertised, I don't care if it's a sitcom, if it's a show on Fox, if it's a podcaster or whatever, if they said something that that Lawfare deemed defamatory and you can sue the advertisers, it's over. They have taken our voice and silenced us forever. It is over. You wouldn't have anybody advertising on any podcast. They would be done. They would be afraid. Everybody would be afraid of these big evil out there. I just call it evil. It's one big glob of evil that's trying to silence our voice. You guys, it's all about silencing our voice. Why did you think at one time, Ellie, they called me the biggest threat to democracy this country had ever seen? That's what they said. It was a few years ago, written in some huge thing, maybe the Daily Mail. I mean, it was crazy. I'm going,
Well,
okay.
in my opinion, in our opinion, all the people on my channel, all the patriots, the real MAGA patriots, we like congratulations. That is a high honor. That is a high honor. Just like our wonderful president. I mean, I don't think you can top President Trump because you haven't been shot in the head, thankfully yet. But he has been. They've done everything in the world to him. Lawfare, like no one has ever withstood. And now you're. I'm thinking your second runner up, right? You don't get the first prize.
I'll tell you what, he when I talked to him, we've before he did get shot, we would communicate. He'd say, "How's my pillow?" And I go, "It's just decimated." And at that time, you guys, I said to him, "These attacks were actually," I said, "and the more they attack, people are pouring into this bucket of common sense." I just, he inspires me. I mean, he's always optimistic when we talk and we sit down, and it's just, it's amazing. But I remember telling him in the summer, this last summer, so I think it was before he got shot. And I said, he goes, "Mike, this country, they're just ruining it. I don't know if we can fix it in 4 years." And I said, "Sir, with God, all things are possible. And him working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone in history." And look what he's done, everybody. I mean, he has it. God gives him wisdom and discernment. When I told him the other day, I said, "I pray every day for you to have wisdom and discernment direct from Almighty God." And did everyone see his statement? Where he goes, "We love you, God." I don't know if you've seen that on TV.
It's pinned on my ex account. You guys have
I mean,
Melissa Red
you
Pill.
guys,
I pinned it.
you
If
know,
you want to go see it, go to Melissa Red Pill. You'll see it because that just
yeah,
stopped me in my
yeah.
tracks. Exactly.
It stopped me. It
Beautiful.
did. It really did. And he does. I'll tell you, when we go back to when he was shot, everyone likes the picture, the epic picture of the flag in the background and but there's a different picture, you guys. There's the one where he's down below and you can see it was taken from underneath and he's right there. I believe he right there, he's going, "God, that was his moment." I really believe that he says, "Am I okay? I'm gonna keep fighting God." And I just think that was such an amazing moment right
Well,
there.
that's the spirit of the Lord upon him because no one in the world, nobody else would stand up and say, fight, fight, fight.
Fight,
Nobody.
fight, fight.
I don't
That's right.
care. And just have his head right up there and a clear shot. Let's just be honest. A clear shot. And he's just, that's what, I know you don't necessarily need the praise or want it, but I applaud you also because you have, every time I've ever heard you've always spoken faith. And that's what we do on the Freedom Force Battalion. We always, no matter what's going on, we're always, people are saying, I go to other channels, I get all freaked out and scared, and I come back here because I know that you'll speak faith into whatever is happening. This is our great thing. This is the day that we're going to be set free from these people. This is the Lord rescuing humanity. There's a verse in Daniel chapter 9 says, then when sin was at its height or evil was at its height, that they'll be rescued, but not by human hand. The Lord himself is rescuing humanity right now, whether it's about the Iran, you know, nuclear facilities, or whether it's about the voting machines. I mean, they had us locked down in a million different ways, but the Lord is rescuing us on every one of them methodically. It's a beautiful thing if you have the eyes to see it, right?
Right.
And I believe this golden age we're going to enter into is just going to be health and wealth and peace and justice. And these people who've done this, they're going to be called to an account, no doubt. So definitely we want to definitely go to mypillowtrial.com. I want you guys to support him. Is the GiveSendGo on there also, Mike?
Yeah, the mypillowtrial.com. Otherwise, you can go to GiveSendGo.com/Lindell, the GiveSendGo.com/Lindell. You guys, every single dime I have every day left in the world goes to help secure our elections, and that, because that's it. We don't have a country. I promised our president that these 4 years were not be in vain. I promised him that 6 weeks ago, and I'm going to keep that promise. We've got to get rid of these voting machines. We have less than 12 months to do it. And it's not an impossibility, guys. It would take 3 hours to tell you all the successes we have going on right now, from the top down, from the bottom up, and all of our people, our great people out in all these states fighting at county level, the precinct levels. You guys, it's God gave us grace for such a time as this. And people can, you know, everyone's got, we were in the greatest time in history to be alive, the absolute best time in history to be alive. And you're going to look back and say, all this stuff happened, had to happen just the way it did. Even the bad things, to wake people up. I've said it, Melly, I've said it. I firmly believe that the 2020 election is the most important election in world history, not just the United States. And well, come on, Mike, why is that? Because that's what woke us up. That's what we, you know, if you're Donald Trump, if you'd have put him back in back then, we'd have lost our country forever. If we wouldn't have had the blessings of the deviations that happened that night, and that was also because of Donald Trump. They didn't realize he would get that many votes, so they didn't set the steel high enough. If that would have happened, we would have all went to bed. Everything would have been turned in on November 4th in the morning of 2020. And we would have all said, you know what? We brought it on ourselves. We turned our back on God, our nation had, and everyone likes transvestites and all this stuff. We would have thought everybody's nuts. But that wasn't the truth. It was 80-20 the other way, or 90-10 the other way. We were still a nation, one nation under God. And that's where our blessings come in now, that God did give us grace. Look at the miracles. I mean, a centimeter away with our great president turning. I mean, all these miracles that have happened to get us to this point. But there's, we all have to do our part and follow through and to get to this great place we're going to get to. So, yeah, I can absolutely appreciate any help you guys can give it.
Yes, definitely. Let's all do whatever we can, because Mike doesn't have anything else to give. He's emptied out his pockets. And I know that the Lord is going to bless you. I mean, just the fact that you are still here and fighting hard, and the spirit of the Lord is clearly upon you also, to, because you couldn't do this. Let's just be honest, Mike, you're a human like us. There's no way you could do this except by the Lord giving you the spirit to do it. There's just no way. There's a verse in Romans 8, it says, and we know that God works all things together for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. You know that verse, I'm sure. Romans 8, 28. So this is the thing. All these things, like you're saying, Mike, that even this, what you would say, this is a terrible thing, but God used that. Use that to awaken us. We have had to be on 1,000 different things, and one of the most important is about how our elections have been rigged. And so, and I'm so thankful. And so, it's a bottom line. I want to make sure that it's really, really clear. They are. Even though they're saying that you did not do anything malicious against against Dominion or Smartmatic, whoever,
right,
they are saying that they still say that you should pay a $20 million fine. So
no, $2 million.
$2 million. Okay, so they want, so what is their justification for asking you to do that?
There is none, because that's the mistake that the jurors really didn't know how to put damages out there. They ruled that I didn't, that my pillow was completely vindicated. Then they ruled that the old Frank speech and myself personally, they ruled that two statements that were made that it was, realize the judge already said they were defamatory statements. They just had to decide if they were malicious or not. So being they weren't, they didn't find any of that malice and all this other stuff, there shouldn't have been any penalties. There shouldn't have been any damages. There's no damages. That's the bottom line. That's the part that we're going to appeal. Now, we could take it all the way and do a full-blown appeal that would take years or whatever, but right now I've got other stuff. This has been, you got to understand, these has also been huge distractions and also big drains on borrowing money and everything else to that. I need to concentrate right now as the home stretch to get rid of the machines. Yeah. I would trade it all to get a machine, paper ballots, hand counting. I can get back. I've lived the American dream. That will all come back if we can just, my pillow right now is under the biggest attack it's been under ever. And why is that? Donald Trump's in power right now. You guys, there's only one reason, because they want my voice gone, period.
Because they don't want you touching those machines.
And they certainly don't like it when I say, let's melt them down and recycle and turn them into prison bars.
I love that. I have posted that I don't know how many times. I love that. And thank you, Mike, for coming on and telling us the information. Okay, you guys helped me to make this go viral. I'm going to put it over on the Telegram. I'm going to put it on all the platforms, but share this like your hair's on fire, because people need to understand what we're up against. We don't have a country if we don't have free and fair elections. And we just believe that God has brought us to this point. And he's going to see us to victory. There's no way that we've gone this far, and that all this is coming out from the DOJ and all this for us to be controlled by these Smartmatic people. It's just not going to happen.
Right on.
Yes, let's pray. Right on. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you have given us the strength to do what we did humanly is not possible. And I thank you that just as your word said, that we have found strength in the Lord our God, and they are flipping out. We praise you that they don't know what to do, and it's so bizarre. Everything that they say is so bizarre because they have to silence Mike. And I thank you that they will not. They will not silence any of us. You have given us the strength, and you're going to help us to get this truth out there, and you're going to help us one way or the other to get these machines out of here so that we don't have them ruling over us. No more of these people with their boot on our throat. I thank you for our wonderful President Trump. I thank you for the wonderful people that he's installed. That thank you, Lord, that we are going to have the righteous rule and the people rejoice, as your word says. We thank you and we praise you. We just trust you every step of the way, that you're going to guide each one of us on exactly what you would have us to do, and because you've called us to this very purpose. Some people are asleep, but you called us to this for such a time as this. As Mike said, we praise you and we thank you and we bless you, because you are the King of the world. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks, Melissa.
You too. Love you so much. We appreciate you so much. Everybody go to MyPillowTrial.com. Do whatever the Lord leads you to do. Let's all get in here. This is the last push. We got this. Okay. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you.